live.
Okay. So we are back in session. We're back with agenda request items. Number one, gentlemen. Attorney's opinion stated we should go for bids, in his opinion, and either we sign existing contracts and continue what we've done in the past, or we go for bids.
I say we have to go for bids.
Yeah.
The topic is on CenturyLink contracts.
That's
Ron, what we need to do is to get with whomever regarding our phone systems and what's needed within this courthouse, and the phone system and the company that we've been utilizing for a very long time. It's been pointed out to us that we need to bid this.
Mr. Mark and Tammy can probably give you some direction. And I thought I saw some emails anyway. So that's something we have to do. And then the next item I was looking right here. She didn't hand them out because we were so close. We're going to pass on number two right now. That's my action. Number three, we're waiting for the attorney. Number four item, there's actually two issues in number four. There's two outstanding issues that we let them know. One was the property off of Critter Lane and the sewer building. We've given them direction on the sewer building, but we haven't made any decisions on that property out there. And so we just need to have a discussion somehow to give them some direction on that. Because they still have a lift station out there that we have not deeded over to them. So do we deed over the lift station? Do we deed over the lift station some extra property? That's the conversation I think us three need to
have. Well, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we need to deed over the lift station, correct? Okay.
Right.
Correct?
So at that point, should we just work on the lift station? Would you give direction to whoever? Who did that survey? HDR, I believe, did the survey out there. So they should be able to have a survey of just the lift station so we can finish that deed.
And the rest of the question is, and the request, at least what I saw in the survey, was that we would get the animal shelter, the gun range, and they'd get everything else.
That's what the survey showed. That's given them 14 acres. And
then I agree with you. We need to have a discussion.
So, I mean, at this point, that? I guess my question is, if we deal with the lift station, that fulfills the requirement.
Contractual.
Right. And if they need additional acreage, they can come to us with how much. So I would say let's just work off the lift station and then stop it, and it's back in their court if they want more. I'm not opposed to it. I just don't know what they would use it for, so they can come to us.
That property was originally bought for a salt facility for that area. I don't know whether that still exists because they went on out to Ridgedale and they put one in.
Right.
But I don't want to jeopardize maybe the need for something. I don't want to give them all the acreage. Because we might accidentally need it for something. And we need going back and buying it after we give it away.
Right. I think we have a deed written with the entire parcel, and we don't want to give the entire parcel. That you can look through the two things that we didn't sign. That was one of them. And then the last question on the print services bid discussion. Based off of conversations you've had with the board, and I've had with the attorney, and Danny's had with the attorney, we need to get direction on that.
Well, our issues regarding managed print services has come down to a number of questions that I was to talk with counsel about, which I have, and whether or not, well, the long and short of it, if I'm not mistaken, is we should rebid.
We need, what I was told was rebid with very specifics. If we're going to require our vendors to provide all new equipment, we say this is the type of equipment, this is the quantities. If we say a five-year contract, then it's a five-year contract. But, and give, I mean, that, basically that's what we talked about, I believe, and then the discussion is do we buy the equipment, do they buy the equipment?
Yeah, there's one caveat. If we can find that equipment through the state, through U.S. communities or through any other avenue wherein we don't have to bid, we would like to know that that exists and we have the opportunity. The reason for that is apparently some of the equipment is far less expensive if we utilize the state bid. As was indicated in the meeting we had when that came out with the needs of the circuit clerk, for example. So, Ron, if you, and you know, and I think you've already been pursuing what those costs might be, and I know that Mark Rist was going to do some web surfing to see what he could find mm-hmm. through those bids. And is that right, Ron?
Yes.
So let's do that, and if, in fact, there is a way to move that's going to save us a great deal of money, because we have a pretty good idea what it would cost going the other route, let us know that. And oh, and I apologize. You were there also in that meeting. Then we'll look at rebidding, according to the attorneys.
Do you want to officially reject the 182 bid then now, or put it on hold until we do some work?
We will have to post it. This is just talking about what we want to put on the agenda.
Oh, I see.
This, they can't do that.
Sorry, yeah, I did that.
If you would, she brings up an interesting point, and we need to put this on the agenda because we need to make a decision in all fairness to the print companies.
We need to go ahead and post it, Nikki.
Monday,
because Thursday I'll be out of town, and we only had one thing posted. I'm going to the veto session, so.
They had sent a request.
Bring back all the votes correctly. That is your mandate.
Is that what it is?
Where you're going, right?
Yeah.
I feel better.
Do you? You sure you don't want to go?
I'm welcoming an organization, or I would consider it. All right. Danny?
No, I was just talking about the we had an email that requested our...
Mary Ellen just sent an email out to
presence.
Who did?
Mary Ellen. Said make sure you make contact with them.
Is that it, Nikki?
And we just said go ahead and post the Forsyth sewer board change
order.
Let's
go back to number four. Now, we addressed the...
Lift station.
Did we address the facility, the building down here?
No, we gave them a letter saying that what we needed from them. That's the last communication we gave. Nikki wrote that letter. That we said this, in order for this to happen, this must happen.
The council relayed to us what their council said today, remember?
Yes, that's true.
Was no.
We have executive on the 17th.
Right. They'll be here again Monday?
Not about that.
Well, I don't know how else to move forward, though. We're at a stalemate.
I would like us to send a letter. Let's just consider this. The sewer district stating that we've been advised, that their council has advised us that, no, you guys go ahead and do this first. I don't know how to answer that.
I don't either.
We've been told verbally. Maybe sewer district's council would send us a letter stating that they don't want to do what we've suggested.
But, I mean, the reality is that the building's ours. Our terms of the agreement are simple. Give us a letter saying you're going to honor the arrangement, then we'll transfer the property. If they don't honor their part of the deal, then we don't have to give them the building. I mean, I hate to take that position with them, but that's the only way.
I'll not do it because of the...
Oh, no.
I give my word, and I will not.
Well, the letter that you presented that went to the sewer district stated that we were ready to move forward. We had that in place. We just needed to have an agreement from them that's buying between the Masonic Lodge and the sewer district, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Would you follow up on that? Tell them we had another meeting today. We are looking, we are waiting for that agreement, at which time we will move forward.
Right.
Is that fair enough?
It doesn't have to be, as long as we... Or just send it and stamp it with all three of our names.
Send it and stamp it
to all the board members.
through the U.S. mail?
No.
When's the next time? Yeah. When's the next time they're meeting?
The third Tuesday. What is it?
Why can't...
put it in the packet.
Why can't she...
Oh, sorry. I was looking at a different email.
Why can't she take the contract, scan it, and then email it to each other?
Well,
I just would rather put it in their hands sooner rather than later.
Well, the packet they get earlier.
I don't know when. I'll have to ask Susan.
What question was there?
I need your calendar.
Right here. It's just real. This is the county calendar.
They meet next Tuesday.
Okay.
The 18th. So Susie Braden should be getting the packet ready to send out because they mail it out like a week in advance. So, I mean, okay. I would put that letter, just contact Susie, and then if it hasn't been out, send the letter, put it in the packet. Then
Ron,
do we want...
Did you find your letter from that we were going to post to go to that...
Yes, that was a meeting that we were invited to on October 4th, and I did find the letter. I have not responded, but it's my intent to attend. That was the question, is whether or not we'd be going. No, Jim has already said that he would go.
Danny said he'd go.
Danny's going to go.
I'll post it.
I need to give you a copy of the letter so that you can also invite, because the letter did invite Brandon as well.
He's already accepted.
Oh, well, then he's already got his own letter. Never mind. Okay. Ready?
And a letter sent to him verifying that we are coming.
I'll give you that letter.
There was something else.
Bless you.
October the 4th. We haven't got two or three things on October the 4th. Jim, you didn't get anything?
I don't have anything except that.
Nothing. That evening, I said juggle something, but yeah.
That is an evening.
Mm-hmm. I had to juggle something.
Thank you, Nikki. Gentlemen, did we get to the FEMA letter map revision?
No, we did not, sir.
Mr. Ashley, could you join us, sir?
I probably have work here with you. I'm not breaking all of this.
I would like you to read each page, please.
Actually, I just brought one pretty brief printout. It just explains what a letter of map amendment is. I wasn't going to swamp yet, but I just wanted to show that we keep an accounting for every letter of map amendment that we receive.
So what did we receive? A letter of map revision?
Yeah.
And that's what we received.
Well, and let me if you don't mind, could I explain some things just in general terms? And
yes, then, sure.
Well, I think the commission's aware of this, but on March 15th of this year, Taney County adopted new floodplain maps. And we got these, basically both hard copies of maps like this one, but we also got a digital version of the map as well on disk. And so one of the first things that the planning staff did is we got with the IS department, and we were very fortunate in the fact that this digital information that's on this disk was something that was importable, where she could import it right into our GIS system. And so now there's actually a floodplain layer within Beacon. So the online GIS, if a citizen wants to go into a parcel of property, if they basically click on floodplain layer, it'll indicate to them whether or not the property's in the floodplain. Now, we had to put a disclaimer on the website basically saying, look, this isn't the official FEMA map,
right.
But it's more just to give them an indication of what's going on. This letter of map change process is really a completely separate process from that. They usually refer to these as letters of map change. And there are two types of letters of map change. One type is a letter of map amendment, and the other type is a letter of map revision. And basically what this is it's a process where the property owner can seek to remove a structure, for example, from the floodplain through a FEMA process. In doing so, they normally would have to hire an engineer or surveyor to shoot the elevation of the house, but also to determine the base flood elevation as well, to show that basically the house elevation is higher than this base flood elevation. We actually have some new information that Patsy's putting together for me currently that may be able to further assist engineers and surveyors locally in cutting down the costs of these LOMAs. And what it actually is, in Taney County, we have floodplain areas where we have a base flood elevation on the map, and we have other areas that are considered approximate A zones, where there's not elevation information on the map. But what I've been told is that FEMA actually has digital information, even for these areas where there's not elevations on the map. So to make a long story short, in the near future, we should be able to provide base flood elevation, this information to surveyors and engineers to keep the cost down if somebody's doing a letter of map amendment or a letter of map revision. I don't know how much this, it gets pretty complex. I don't know how much detail.
Well, I guess my question regarding this specific item, we received it in the mail. Obviously, the Mayor Presley received something, Mayor Tate received something. First of all, does it take action from the County Commission? Do we need to have a hearing, or was there a hearing? Because this is specifically to flood insurance. That's what this is, the flood insurance map.
Yes.
So what action do we need to take, if of any?
Yeah, really, every time, and I don't know if they've always gotten this to the Commission, but every time there's a letter of map amendment, FEMA is actually going to send a letter to me as the floodplain administrator, but they also send a letter to the county commission as well.
Right.
And it's saying that it's amending the map, and in reality, that's the way FEMA looks at it. They do look at it as being a letter that removes a specific structure from the floodplain, but they don't actually physically amend the map. And so to use an example, if you had a building that was right in the middle of the floodplain area and they applied for a letter of map amendment and FEMA approved it, they basically send that individual and the county or the community both a letter indicating that that property has been removed from the floodplain. That then gives them a document that they can present to their flood insurance company, showing that they're no longer considered, their property is no longer considered to be in the floodplain. Now, in a lot of cases, it's just physically removing that building. In a lot of cases, it's not removing the entire parcel of property. And so, in a lot of instances, they can't physically show it on the map just because the map's at such a small scale.
We have on file, though, all the floodplain maps, correct?
Yes.
And any member of the public has the ability to peruse those if they want to come to your department and your office?
Oh, yes, definitely. And like I said, they also have the ability, if they want to go to the Taney County website, and visit a beacon via the assessor's office.
Correct.
We've actually got a floodplain layer there as well. Now, it's not looked upon as the official FEMA map, but it's utilizing that same FEMA data.
Would it be noteworthy for the public for you to do a story with the press regarding this, and that it is available on the website through the Department of Assessor, and then kind of, as well as publicly, if someone wants to come view that?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I know one of the local papers has done just a brief story, but being really frank with you, it was kind of at the back of the paper. Basically, it wasn't anything that made made the front page or anything.
Guys? Questions?
Yes, sir.
I have Nikki file that in the office. Bob, any further comments?
That's about all I have on this. Like I said, we keep an accounting for every LOMA we receive in the county, and there's a pretty large number of them, honestly. One thing I will bring up, one reason you're probably receiving more letters is because we've got this new floodplain map that went into effect. When that went into effect in March, what we've seen, what the staff has seen, is it prompted a lot of mortgage companies to re-examine these properties to say, look, is this property now in the floodplain? Is it not in the floodplain? And in a lot of instances, these property owners are coming to our office, and we're able to assist them. They're asking us to provide proof, basically, that they're out of the floodplain. One other issue I should probably bring up, too, is there are instances where a property may have not been in the floodplain previously, but via the new maps, it's been placed in the floodplain. FEMA actually has a program nationwide where if those property owners can prove that they were previously not in the floodplain, but they are in the floodplain now, they can lock in insurance at a lower rate, I believe, for a couple of years. And so that's another place that we've been able to help assist a lot of people. We've been able to show in some cases, basically, we can copy the old map, copy the new map, and show that they have been put in, basically, via FEMA. I mean, they haven't been placed, you know, they weren't previously in the floodplain, and now they are.
So is this something we could also have a recorder of deeds scan in? Would this be a benefit for him to have it on file?
I mean, I guess he could. I mean, in all
I mean,
honesty,
people go to documents to him, too. I mean, the more access to the data, probably the better.
Yeah.
Ron and Danny, is that all right to give maybe our copies to Bob Dixon?
Yeah, I don't know how much he can put on.
Check
with him.
There are a large number.
Well, I mean, but if he's got the data, we know he's got the technology in the data space. So it's, yeah. I'm just thinking if people don't know where to go, they go to the recorder of deeds sometimes. So if he's willing to do it, then maybe something for us to pursue also.
Where are you at?
If you're all right with that, I'll.
Where are you at?
Would you mind getting with Bob, Mr. Dixon?
Yeah, definitely. I could sure bring it up and see if that's a possibility.
He had sent a note that he'd be open to it. So
okay.
Well, good deal.
Why don't you do that, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, so that's that item. Was that the big thick book?
That's actually the next one. And this is not as bad as it appears.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, you didn't look at it positively.
It wasn't anything, too. One thing I'd like to do
while I'm looking at this right now.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
You're hanging out your
hand light. If we were to change this posting and put purchasing department work session and then put that underneath here, then we could talk about any bid issue. Like we do here, like we do work session, and then we have a bunch of stuff listed. If we would have done that right here,
yeah,
we could pull those guidelines.
All right.
Well, how timely, Bob, that you would pass these handouts out just for the residential flood buyout discussion. And since you had been frank in the last conversation, I would prefer that you be earnest in this conversation.
Honest. Okay.
Let's be honest.
Well, the commission had also requested that I wanted to give the commission an update on the flood buyout. And essentially, I've just tried to put together a timeline, basically, of what's happened historically up to this point. I tried to keep it fairly brief. It's a couple of pages. And I can kind of go through and just hit the highlights, basically.
No, actually, I wish that you would, and I think it's good for you to present the timeline. I would, for the listener's edification, note that this is for the two flooding events that we had back in April and May of 2011. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, that's correct.
Basically,
exactly what you said. We began with the two flooding events of April and May of 2011. They actually were two flooding events where the waters came up. We had floodwaters in homes. The water receded and, of course, came up a second time. But they were close enough. There was a short enough time period between the two events that the FEMA really looks upon it as one event, basically. And on May 9th of last year, Tenney County received a presidential disaster declaration, and it was disaster number 1980. And that's what really allowed the county to become eligible for hazard mitigation grant program funds. And these hazard mitigation grant program funds, those are the funds that FEMA provides for a voluntary residential flood buyout. If the county chooses to utilize those. And basically on June 30th of last year, the county commission did make the decision to proceed on behalf of those property owners that were substantially damaged. And I know we've talked about this enough that I know the commission probably beat this to death, but basically we had to make a determination with each of these houses that was flood damaged, if the damages they received were more than 50% of the market value of the house. And what we ended up with is we had a large number of homes that were damaged, but I believe it was right around 40, 41 homes. But of those 40 or 41 homes, 10 of those were found to be substantially damaged, where the damages were found to be in excess of 50% of the market value. On August 10th of 2011, the county then sought requests for proposal, or RFPs, for an emergency management consultant. We sent out the RFPs, and with a submittal deadline of 9 a.m. on August 29th, 2011. In the meantime, the county submitted, we had to start this hazard mitigation grant program by submitting a notice of interest.
Do you have an extra copy of this
file? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did you present it to the gentleman there?
And we submitted that notice of interest form to the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency on August 15th of last year. In the meantime, on August 29th, we opened the three bids that we received, and essentially Mickey Davis of State and Local Emergency Management Consultants was hired as the emergency management consultant. And finally, on December 2nd of last year, the county received an electronic version of this hazard mitigation grant program application from the State Emergency Management Agency, and it basically finally gave us the green light to proceed with the buyout application, with this hazard mitigation grant program application. On December 15th of last year, Tenney County also submitted what's referred to as a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, application. And we submitted that to the Missouri Department of Economic Development. And basically the way this program works, it's a program where FEMA will pay up to 75% of the cost, total cost for the flood buyout. And the CDBG program essentially can pay the required 25% non-federal match. And so this is a program where the county will not have to utilize county funds. The county applied for FEMA funds for 75% of the total costs, and the county's applied for CDBG funds, or funds via the Missouri Department of Economic Development, for the required 25% match. And basically, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But on January 25th of this year, the county submitted a completed hazard mitigation grant program application and all the required documentation of SEMA. And I didn't actually bring this application with me, but it's fairly large. I mean, it's actually in a three-ring binder. And we actually submitted two copies to SEMA, to the state. That way they could actually keep a copy. And they forwarded this. They were to forward the second copy onto FEMA. Then on March 26th of this year, we did receive confirmation from SEMA that their personnel had completed their reviews. So about 2 months later, and that they were satisfied that everything had been met, and they forwarded the application then onto FEMA. So in March of this year. In May of this year, a couple months after that, we did receive confirmation from the Missouri Department of Economic Development, showing that all of the required documentation, that they had received all the required documentation for the CDBG program. On June 8th, the county solicited for a CDBG administrator, via request for qualifications or RFQ, and with the submittal deadline of 9 a.m. on June 22nd. And on June 22nd, that's when the county held the bid opening for the CDBG administration. At that point, the county had only received a single bid, and so essentially the county commission requested that this service be rebid to allow for additional bids. And so on July 13th, a second solicitation was sent to all of the required CDBG administrators that they have listed, that the Missouri Department of Economic Development has listed. And on that same date, on July 13th, the county was also forwarded a FEMA request for information. So basically, the application was sent from the state to FEMA in March, and then we received finally a response from FEMA on July 13th, and they essentially requested additional information. The county forwarded basically everything they had requested back to them on August 7th. We sent it back to the state, and the state has now forwarded all that on to FEMA. Essentially, at this point, kind of in a nutshell, basically we're still awaiting FEMA approval. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has really informally indicated to us that our CDBG application will more than likely be approved. And then FEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency folks, they have also indicated that grant will be approved as well. And so from my understanding at this point, we're basically just waiting on FEMA approval. I actually did contact the state this morning, and FEMA, at this point, has not approved a single state application from this disaster event. Basically, everybody's still waiting for them to take some type of action. In the meantime, a number of the residents have actually contacted their congressperson, and I know there's even been a congressional inquiry into the status of this with FEMA. And basically, FEMA's response has just been, well, we've requested additional information, and we're awaiting additional information. But, I mean, it's clear, you know, at this point, we're basically just awaiting a FEMA decision. Uh, But that's essentially the status right now. Like I said, the Missouri Department of Economic Development has really informally indicated that our application will more than likely be approved, but they have they will not officially approve our application until we receive FEMA approval. And so essentially on both of these grants, we're really just waiting on FEMA approval. The last actions we took on this is really on July 30th. We had a second bid opening that was held concerning the RFQ for the CDBG administration. At that time, two bids were received, and basically at that point, of course, we still had not received official approval from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. And so the County Commission felt that it was prudent basically to revisit that item in about a month. And I believe that's the reasoning for revisiting that item today is essentially...
Do you have the two bids with you?
I believe Mr. Erickson does. Now, like I said, at this point, we have not officially received approval from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. My contact person with the Missouri Department of Economic Development has indicated that he feels that we will receive approval. Now, my recommendation would really be one of two things. Either to continue this to a later date until we officially receive approval, or to approve this with certain contingencies in the contract that basically spell out
your revenues are going to be contingent upon whether or not we receive the grant.
Exactly.
So if someone wants to work on it ahead of time and do some work on it ahead of time and invest their time, they can do so, but they're not going to be paid unless Taney County receives the grant. Is that what you're getting ready to say?
Exactly. That's precisely.
Two bids were received.
Yes, there were the two bids.
It's been a month.
Yep.
Are we interested in talking about those two bids today? Bob has given us two options. Either put it off until we find out whether or not we're going to receive the funds that would, in fact, pay for such grant, or number two, allow the person to move forward if they want to move forward by selecting one today or in the near future, and with the knowledge and understanding that they're not going to get paid unless we get the grant.
If I could, let me throw out one other item, and I've one of the reasons that we originally put this out for bid was I'm trying to be careful about the way I say this, is the our contact with the Missouri Department of Economic Development. He had originally indicated, of course, he's really indicated that this grant will be approved. But the other thing that he's indicated is that one of the first
steps... Bureaucracy moves slow.
Yes,
the sooner you
does.
Can get started, the better. That's what he...
Exactly. And that's what it boils down to.
But he knows he's getting his paycheck.
And he's basically said that this person will have to do an environmental review, and that environmental review will likely take about a six-month period. And so he's just said the quicker we can get this person started on this environmental review.
Have you had any discussions with the two bidders to see if, in fact, they would start earlier with no money up front or no money until the grants are received?
I've spoken with Mr. Davis. I haven't yet spoken
to Ms. Redford.
With Ms. Redford, the only reason I'd spoken to Mr. Davis about it is because he's our current consultant with this hazard mitigation grant program. But I haven't had an opportunity to speak with her about that.
Well, before the county makes a decision, I think that would be important to know for us.
Exactly.
I mean, either way you look at it, we got to have a contract too, so.
Right, but who we award that to might be one that would
right
start earlier.
I mean, I don't know how you would, but the start early is dependent if we get money. So they could be working for free?
I don't think so. I think Pat has warned us again that two or three times that if they work, okay, they get paid.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. How would we write a contract that says, here's your contract, you do the work, but if we don't get the bid, you don't get paid? And
I don't, we're okay if that's in the contract.
You know, Mr. Davis has expressed that he is agreeable to that just because he's currently doing a lot of this legwork for this other grant. Basically, both grants are going to utilize a lot of the same information. But in all fairness, I have not spoken to Ms. Redford about it.
DED has led you all to believe that we're going to get this.
Yes.
And, of course, our receiving that grant through DED, through the CDBG, is contingent upon
exactly
and when they're going to make their decision, which could be now or it could be a year from now, correct? I mean,
realistically, it could be. What's... I'm not aware of anything else on the FEMA side that's holding us up, but you're exactly right. I mean, it's difficult to speculate exactly how much longer this is going to take.
I'm amazed from listening to people who are running down into recent catastrophic storms saying, we're here, we're going to take care of you. And then 1, 2, 3 years later, our citizens are taken care of. It just... sickening to me, but
well, I think when we first put this out, and the on May 22nd, 2011, the Joplin catastrophe occurred. We were of the mind frame that FEMA would have to devote all of its available sources to that catastrophe. And we were surprised, correct me if I'm wrong, when we heard that actually FEMA was going to help us with our flood buyout catastrophe. So we're still in hold since then, but we're holding more hold than we can initially.
Do you guys have recommendations for us?
I don't have any idea put that in this. From a purchasing department standpoint, I would have to defer to Mr. Ashley on putting these pieces of the response together to where they both appear to mirror each other. But then I would refer to what Commissioner Strahan said regarding trying to contract assistance without work for free, as somebody here said.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would be a legal question. I wouldn't want to make any recommendations for going into legal recommendations previously. That's my story. If you say it, just be honest.
You should be earnest.
Well, and I do know there's also been a lot of questions as far as the two bids as well, because the one bid is really just utilizing the language from the CDBG grant application itself, which basically indicates that the CDBG will pay up to $4,000 plus 3% of the total grant amount, and basically that's the most they'll pay. Where the other one is in more of a flat fee. And then it also speaks to an hourly rate. But essentially, either way, I guess one thing I'll throw out there is either way, the grant itself will pay for 100% of the costs of the administration. But I do agree with the commission that I don't know that we should move forward at this point.
I don't think we should.
Without an actual approval.
I think, yeah.
I mean, I would be hopeful that we could expedite things as much as possible, but like I said, like you said, if there are a number of legal issues that I, you know, wouldn't be certain of.
Question. In response to something I thought you'd said earlier. Well, let's go to the amounts. Once the FEMA monies are approved, do they send the FEMA monies or do they pay us after we, in fact, have paid out of general county revenue X amount of dollars?
Now,
do we pay and they reimburse, or do they pay to us and we pay, or how does that work?
My understanding on this is that we have a request for payment for each item. Has always been my understanding. I'll confirm that though, because but that's always been my understanding. And I know this year we had a budget item, and of course we had the same amount of money coming in, with the understanding that that same amount of money was going to be going back out.
Correct.
Where did we put that in the budget, by the way? That wasn't under P&Z, was it?
We have FEMA coming into the General 101 department. We don't have a CDBG line item for flood buyout. We don't have that as an incoming.
I'm talking about the first monies we'd receive would be the hazard mitigation grant funds, right, from FEMA?
My understanding would be that we would actually receive those monies basically
simultaneously.
Exactly, from both entities.
Show me again, Jim, where we had that expense.
We had the FEMA. I'm talking about revenues. I haven't said expenses wise.
Okay, now I'm talking expenses.
Okay, well, let me pull up the. We can find that. But I guess we can find that, Ron. But I guess my question for you is, they're going to come from two different sources coming in and one source going out, correct? How do we pay out?
Let me research this some more, because I don't want to get any correct answer.
I know that we've been expending funds to Mickey.
And up to
Davis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Through what fund have we paid that out of? What line item?
I didn't bring the original contract with me.
Nikki sent the request through that budget item number.
Yeah, I don't recall what line item that is.
Well, I guess my question for you then, we have to submit budgets by 5 o'clock today. Is that right, Ron?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to put a FEMA number and a CDBG number for the incoming. But going out, my question is, how do we label the expense part of it?
I think we do it the same way.
FEMA, CDBG expense?
That was my understanding, was okay. That it was going to be a wash, that it was going to be these funds in. But
well, long as I mean, my thing is, I just don't want to show revenues with no offsetting expenses. Otherwise, it looks like we have revenues that come in.
I agree.
The CDBG is $1,092,531.
Right.
And the HMGP is $2,836,612.
So, I guess my question is, could I just not combine those numbers, because I'm not going to be able to get two line items added to that? Can I just add that to the FEMA number?
Why can't we have two line items?
Oh, where's FEMA?
Right here, FEMA reimbursement is the revenue. And we put $500,000 because we weren't sure. Should I just add those together? I really shouldn't, because once FEMA
I think we need to have a new line created to show us that it's coming through.
but I do agree completely with you that...
Mitigation grant.
That same...
We're going to have to track the grant separately.
Let me have that so I can type that in.
Doesn't need to be a grant line item.
That's
wrong.
And then
yes.
There needs to be an expense item.
Just one line said grant.
Well, we're going to have to track our grant separately. It's a federal grant. It has to be tracked separately for auditor's purposes. So we might as well separate it from the beginning instead of combining all this stuff.
Absolutely.
I have two of them. Two lines.
Right.
One. They're from two separate agencies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
and
one
two
will be
separate grants.
One will be a federal grant, one will be a state grant. And so they're really both working in tandem.
So I'll create two new line items in here.
Well, the one you've got is FEMA.
You want to use that one then?
Might as well. Unless, do FEMA flood buyout because we may have FEMA doing something else.
Right.
Good point.
I'll just create two new line items in here.
You got me wrong. You got me a little mixed up on those numbers.
Yes, sir.
What did you say the FEMA buyout was?
It's
$2,836,612 is the FEMA part of it.
Okay.
The CDBG, which is the 25% down, is $1,092,531.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It should be a 75-25 split.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain that really quick.
Let me guess. That includes more than what the houses. Properties are, right?
The CDBG portion, and he just informed me of this today. I didn't realize this. But that CDBG grant, it's a little bit inflated. And the reason it is they're actually paying for administration of the grant as well. So they're paying the 25%.
Aren't there also some costs in there that don't go directly to the homeowners that's for expense that was tied to?
Yes. Yes, there'll be the expense of the appraisals. There'll be the cost of tearing the homes down.
Demolition.
There'll be the cost of we have to hire somebody that has a background in ensuring that none of these homes have asbestos and that type of thing.
My Kirbyville education has come through. Yes.
But yeah, I
that was the entire test.
I believe it comes out to like 27%. The CDBG portion comes out.
If I'm not mistaken, that was ciphering 101.
Ciphering 101.
But that's one of the first things I noted.
I took that. That's why.
You're exactly correct. Is that it does the CDBG portion comes out a little higher than the 25%.
Right.
Just because they're also paying for the administration of their own grant, basically.
My guess is we're going to wait on the decision regarding the further discussion or awarding of the grant administration until we have more information. Or is that right, gentlemen?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my position right now.
If I should obtain an approval, can I... get this place back on the agenda pretty quickly.
Immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay.
Well,
I've got those added now.
I, for one, appreciate the timeline that you provided, and it certainly sets into print what we have been through and what others have been through, and it's discouraging to see the length of time that has taken us from these events till today.
And the thing I don't put in this is pretty much on a weekly basis, I'm in contact both with the residents that are impacted and also with these state and federal agencies, trying to find a way to get this expedited. But it's just, it's been a difficult process it's difficult just to even get in contact with the appropriate person, in all honesty.
Gentlemen, any questions?
Yes, sir.
Comments? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Erickson, are you here for the bid number 201207-190?
Yes. I was. I'm done now.
Well, that was the part of what we were just looking at?
Yeah.
Boy, it's sure nice to reach the end of the day. Oh, we're on preliminary budget.
I've got responses with me. Thank you. Thanks for getting that number right, too.
Thank you, Ken.
Mr. Dan, got your hard copy?
Yep.
Got your glasses?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Push every button. I know I'm trying. Never mind. No, nothing yet. I don't know what the line items for the office and the expenses are going to be, so I can't make any suggestions.
Say that again.
These revenues, I've got that. I don't have the offsetting expenses where they would come from because I don't know where they're coming out of now.
I don't either, but we're going to question that.
Rick's not here.
My immediate answer is, what did I write? Just put them under other expense.
Just throw it all in
right
there?
And do a flood buyout HMGP and a flood buyout CDBG.
Okay.
Did you need to get a calculator to go ahead and go through this and make sure it figures are right?
I have.
Did you look them up, Jim?
I got the formulas working here, so. He walked away without us talking about the email we received from Tammy regarding 911 and bid services. I was going to ask him to go to Dave Woolery and see if we needed to bid something out.
You got this, right?
I'm getting ready to. I'm looking right now. Thank you.
What's she after?
Where we're expending that number, but I just don't see a line item created. That's right, we're going to create a new one anyway. It's a new grant. I got those numbers. Nikki wants us to make sure we go upstairs and sign something that requires signatures before when we leave. Make sure we go upstairs. What are you looking for doing, Ron, here? Because I've got the...
It's
spreadsheets, I can tell you what you're...
I think that the three of us should go through those to make sure that that's what we want to submit. If not...
Well, I had when I injured them today, so...
All they are is estimates.
That's exactly right.
Did you create new numbers yourself?
For the line items? For the CDBG and HMGB?
Yes.
I did on the revenue lines because I put it right next, right after the FEMA reimbursement line items. But that's where I did it. I'll send you an email copy of this as soon as you want me to send it. You know what's going to be interesting is that our revenues are going to be projected almost $4 million more than last year because of one grant.
I just want to take out one entry.
Oh, buddy. You mean like the nine?
No, I meant that entry.
Should be CE, clear entry.
That's what I'm looking for. Can you see it anywhere? What's this?
Make it a positive or negative, just reverse the number. No, sir.
That's disheartening.
Were you on the bottom of your page?
Very close. I'm going to put that in and then take it out. How's that sound?
I don't have that tab up. I just got the three tabs that we're dealing with is 101, 114, and 105. 101, 114, and 105 is all I'm dealing with right now. It's a, in 650?
What is 650, Don?
Would the revenue show in 650 also? Can you email me 650?
Now, look, 650 is its own fund? Then where's the cash coming from since we haven't received any grants?
I don't know. I'll just look around and see if there's anything in it. I'm just saying that's where there's a fund set up. Just new built.
Well, wait just a minute. Whoa. This year, during 2012, as we have paid Mickey Davis, what fund did we pay Nana?
I don't have a clue. I'd have to look it up. Mickey Davis?
Mickey Davis. Is that the name of his company? Mickey Davis something or other?
It's the individual that's involved with the flood buyout. That's the consultant that we brought on board.
Could you email me that file? Because I'll need to, if that's the file, I'll need to modify it to send it back to Rick.
She just said it was newly created.
That's what she said. I concur. That's what you said.
Dan, did you have any suggestions on preliminarily what's been put down there?
No, I looked them over.
Okay.
What you got there?
So really the biggest question is where does, if Rick has, I just need to see what 650 is actually. Because otherwise it goes into 114 and 101.
Which is where it should be, I think.
I don't remember. That's why I don't.
Let me express why I feel that way. We're going to pay it out of general county revenue. And if he sets up a new fund, then we have to transfer it to the fund from general county revenue to pay it.
then it shows an expenditure against general county revenue, and it will show as an expenditure against the new fund, which will actually show to the citizens that we're paying several million dollars more than we actually are.
Well, and we handle all of the grants through the same 111, 114. I mean, that's how we handle all of the grants, so I don't know why we would do any different.
I don't either.
So what's next then?
That's it.
I just have to forward this to Rick if we agree to the numbers. Right?
Yes, I wish you would attach a note that we would appreciate him including that as our estimates on those funds.
Should I wait for this last email from Don first?
Yes.
Here's what he has created. Thank you, Don, for sending that right here. Ron?
Yes, I'm listening.
Well, I was going to show you. This is what he created. We created revenues. We budgeted revenues. And we budgeted expenses.
Yeah.
How can we do that?
Again.
That's Mickey, there's nothing out of Mickey. Mickey hasn't come out of here.
We have to find out where he was paid. But again, in order for monies to get in there,
we have to transfer.
We have to transfer them.
And for them to come out, we have to transfer them.
Are these the numbers?
No. This is what Rick has created for the flood recovery buyout. What I've done is put it in this spreadsheet right here and created line items within 114, which is where it really needs to be. This is the expense side, 114.
That's what we want.
And then on the revenue side, I've created it right here, not so much a separate line item. Now, there may be a reason. I just have to talk to Rick about that. But I created it right here, Ron. I highlighted in yellow everything.
I'm with you.
So...
all the others are entered.
Everything else is entered, yes.
But scanning, well, we'll just have to wait and ask Rick where does that money come, which was transferred for Mickey Davis. That come out of P&Z.
Could have.
I bet it was.
Didn't he just say he didn't think so?
Well,
it's our girls that code that, right?
Yes.
We'll ask that when we...
Are you... You don't want me to tell you the numbers?
I do in just a second. Literally 10 seconds. Okay.
What number do you want me to start with?
We'll start with
101?
Yep.
The total number?
Yes.
Hold on, where are you looking?
Total red with those two added.
That's budget 101 for revenues, right?
Yep.
Okay, 101 for revenues.
Which is just a section, by the way, but go ahead.
So with the addition of the CDBG and the HMGP, the number is $16,236,693.
What was it with the four?
That number minus the other number.
I know.
Let me tell you.
Was it correct with the $12 million?
No, it was. We modified it a little bit. This minus, hold on, Danny. Before the CDBG.
Huh?
Huh?
Mine went up.
Huh?
Gosh.
Okay, to answer your question.
I get $12,307,550.
Let me do a number here. This number minus. This number equals $12,307,550.
Yeah, what a coinkadink.
That's what the spreadsheet shows. So $12,307,000, Danny, is what we're submitting as our estimated revenues minus the
307 what?
550.
Okay.
That's obviously all the estimates we've got based off of projections we see
right
now. It'll be adjusted when we get into session.
I was listening to you. This is the only one I could find. And it processed through my work. And the name of this is Mickey Davis's company, State and Local. That has changed. These changes have been made recently.
50041.
But that was only like the first part of the payment.
That came out of professional services line item, Ron.
That's all right.
Okay? That's what that is. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Ben. All right. So that is the estimated revenues, Danny.
Go ahead and give me that second number with the totals on the CBG and the other.
Okay, with the CDBG and the HMGB, that new number is $16,236,693.
Do you think that we should, in fact, when the time comes and we're actually building the budget those expenses for the flood within those line items rather than treat them separately? The reason is that some of them we're going to get reimbursed on, some we're not.
We manage all of our
budget. As far as the budget's concerned, if six of one or half a dozen of the other, but it's a good way to track it if it's in the same line.
Right. Okay.
Right now, you're showing that. Jump for me over to
what?
101 that? Expenditures.
Sorry?
101.
Okay. That total number, which is that just the commission office?
Yes.
That total number is $211,491.
Okay, I got $211,490.
You're a dollar off, or am I a dollar off?
Well, I would think that you are because there are no dollars in the end of any of the figures.
What did you give me for that one staff person in our office?
$21,840.
I have $841.
Aha!
I will change it to $840. All right. That's the number.
All right.
What else do you want?
105.
105. I have $2,077,800.
So that you know what I budgeted in here, I did not budget for any additional plans other than estimating what the current change might be due to the fact that we gave increases.
Right. I saw that.
Okay.
I saw that.
All right. In 114.
114, I show with the addition of the HMGP and the CDBG, that total number is 7,761,543.
And without?
Without will be, one second, I'll tell you. It is 3,832,400.
I got 3,692,400. I would guess on this one you're probably closer to right if you've got the right formula stuck in there. You want to run down your
numbers?
Yeah.
By line item.
Go.
Can I just read the ones that have numbers in them?
Sure.
25,000?
No, I got 20.
The HPRP?
No. Are we looking at 114?
Oh, I started here. You want to go up there?
Yes, and you know what?
Okay, I have those.
Shouldn't we put... All right, I've got 20, but shouldn't we put 25? That's what we had. No, okay, go ahead.
20.
20.
120.
Yep.
That total is 140.
Gotcha.
500.
Gotcha.
Okay, then we go down to the next line, which is 25.
Yep.
Then 16,500.
Yep.
150,000.
Right.
75,000.
Right.
150,000. Right. 150,000.
Right.
300,000. 17,500. 1,500. 500. 8,000. 90,000. 36,000. 3,000. 75,000. 475,000. 350,000. 8,400. 3,500. 1.6 million. 15,000.
And 1,000.
I'm sorry, and 1,000, because I added those other two lines. Yes.
And
correct.
And for that, total other expense was?
The total other expenses, including those buyouts, is $7,620.
No. Okay.
My curiosity is,
This is wrong.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. This is the subtotal of
everything above there expense. Minus the top.
What did you have there?
That number is 77.
Well, you added those in.
No, I'm sorry. 7,621. 7,621. That's the total.
Yeah, that's the total. The one above it is?
7,621,043. That number replaces this number. Because then if you go to the very top, you have to add in, here, let me show you what it adds. It adds in the 140 to 500. Ooh, there may be a problem with that. Okay, why is there a problem with it, possibly? Let me see. No, that's right. It adds all those subtotals up. So it's right. So it adds 140, it adds the 500, that zero, and that zero, and then it adds that subtotal here, which is that number, gives me that number.
Well, that subtotal is not the subtotal that's over here. That's why I'm asking.
Here, let me subtract that total out and give you a new number here. Just to double check, that number minus this number, 3,691,900 is this total.
So 500 off.
You're 500 off. It's bound to happen, Ron.
No.
Doesn't happen?
No. No. I heard it the other night at the convention. It's arithmetic. Okay. Give me that number again.
Which one?
3,691,900. All right. I'll run that.
You may wait till you run that?
Nope, turn those in.
Okay, I'm going to email this to Rick. All these right now.
Now, he didn't send us all the budgets that
I'm requested,
but we'll just send them once those. He gave us.
Those are the biggest impact.
For example, transfers, which could be a lofty.
Wasn't that in the revenues?
No.
Used to be.
Expenditures, I'm talking. There is a budget for transfers. It's connected with emergency fund.
We also didn't do the emergency fund, but we'll do that when we do the budget, so. I'm done. I think we can let Lynn go, can't we, guys? Once you send that, would you also send a copy of that to me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This is September. Are you going up Tuesday or Wednesday, Jim?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I can't.
It starts in the evening, doesn't it? 4 o'clock or something?
They're not even supposed to do anything yet until Thursday. I'm going to, as soon as I get done with my welcoming the Treasurer's Association, leave.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.